Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the anniversary sale at omahasteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
All right, everybody, buckle up, because today we are diving deep into one of the most iconic tracks in music history, Billie Jean, by the king of pop himself, Michael Jackson.
A song that really needs no introduction, does it?
Yeah.
But I think what's so fascinating is that it's so much more than just a catchy tune.
Oh, absolutely, Billie Jean. It's got that staying power, you know. Released back in the early 80s during this really intense period for Michael Jackson. And yet, here we are, still totally captivated.
It was a whirlwind for him, wasn't it? I mean, you've got the massive success of Thriller, of course, but also that intense public scrutiny, the paternity lawsuits.
You know, you hit the nail on the head with those lawsuits. It makes you wonder how much of that real life drama, that whole media frenzy seeped into the music. Did Jackson ever actually say, yep, Billie Jean, that one's about her?
Directly connecting it to one specific person? No, he never did. But the thing is, you can practically hear those headlines, those courtroom whispers. They're woven into the lyrics, like when he sings, "The kid is not my son." It's raw, you know, almost desperate. You can feel the pressure cooker he was living in.
Totally. That feeling of being backed into a corner, of almost pleading your case through the music, it's so palpable. And here's something else that's always intrigued me. Billie Jean, it isn't even a real name Jackson knew. So why choose that name? Why make it fictional?
See, I think that's part of the genius of it.
Yeah.
Because it could be anyone. It becomes this blank slate for the listener, right? Heartache, betrayal, that fear of being wrongly accused. It all gets amplified because Billie Jean becomes whoever you need her to be.
He tapped into something universal. It's bigger than just the specifics of the lyrics themselves. And it's that ability to connect on such a visceral level. That's what elevates Billie Jean from just a pop song to, dare I say, a work of art.
No, you're spot on. And it's interesting because it's not just about the music, yeah, right? It's those deeper themes at play, the doubt, the denial, that weight of fame bearing down on you. Mm-hmm. Those really get under your skin.
It's like a cautionary tale almost, a glimpse behind the curtain of celebrity, reminding us that all that glitz and glamour often comes at a steep price.
Absolutely. And I think that's where the song's true power lies, you know? Huh? It makes you think. It forces you to confront maybe the darker side of our own fascination with fame.
That voyeuristic impulse we all have, peeking into other people's lives, even if it means tearing them down in the process. But then, on top of those heavy themes, you've got this incredibly catchy sound, those driving bass lines, Jackson's voice soaring over it all. Speaking of which, let's talk about the sonic landscape of Billie Jean. It was a collaboration between Michael Jackson and the legendary Quincy Jones, right? What was it about their partnership that produced such magic?
It's like they brought out the best in each other. You got Michael Jackson, this incredible creative force, this pure musical instinct. And then you have Quincy Jones, this master architect of sound, someone who'd worked with everyone from Frank Sinatra to Aretha Franklin. It was a meeting of the minds for sure. Just this perfect storm of talent and vision, all happening at Westlake Recording Studios in Los Angeles.
A place already brimming with musical history. And from that collaboration came some of the most iconic sounds in pop music history. I mean, that bass line alone, it's instantly recognizable, practically hypnotic. What did Louis Johnson do on that bass that made it so special?
You know, it's almost a masterclass in restraint. Because he could have gone crazy, right? All these flashy fills, complicated runs. But instead, he sticks to this deceptively simple line, those throbbing eighth notes. And they just anchor the entire song. But here's the thing. Listen closely, and you'll hear these subtle ghost notes, percussive hits on the strings.
Oh, yeah.
And they add this incredible texture, this momentum. It's like the bass line itself is breathing.
It's amazing what those small details add to the overall feel.
Yeah.
And then you have the drums perfectly complementing that bass line, creating this tight, almost suspenseful groove.
Yeah, and that's Jeff Porcaro on the drums. And again, it's not about being flashy. It's about precision. Mm. He locks in with that bass line. They create this unshakable foundation, but they also leave space for Jackson's vocals to really shine.
Speaking of which, let's talk about Michael Jackson's voice. I mean, there's this vulnerability in his delivery on Billie Jean that just sucks you in.
Oh, he's at the top of his game on this track. You hear it in those softer moments, almost whispered in the verses.
Yeah.
Drawing you in close, and then he explodes into those choruses with this raw, desperate energy.
It's really a masterclass in vocal performance, and we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the music video, right? I mean, Billie Jean, it wasn't just a song, it was a whole visual experience. Groundbreaking at the time.
It really was. And it's easy to forget just how innovative it was. Because this wasn't just some afterthought, you know, some flashy spectacle tacked on to sell more records. The video for Billie Jean, it was an extension of the song itself.
You're right. It's like watching a mini movie unfold. That whole sequence with Jackson moving through these dark, kind of gritty streets, light and shadow all around him.
Yeah.
It's like truth and illusion are in this constant battle. And that black and white aesthetic, so simple, yet so powerful.
Exactly. It adds this timeless quality to it, this stark beauty that really mirrors the emotional landscape of the song. And speaking of iconic moments, we can't forget about the debut of the moonwalk.
Oh, man, the moonwalk. I mean, talk about a moment that just stopped the world in its tracks. It was like Michael Jackson had defied gravity. Did you ever try to master that move?
Who hasn't? But that's the thing about the moonwalk, right? It became more than just a dance move. It was this symbol of pushing boundaries, of what's possible. And to think, it all started right there in that music video.
And that just scratches the surface of the impact Billie Jean had. I mean, fashion, music videos, the way we think about celebrity even, it shifted the landscape.
It's incredible, isn't it? Michael Jackson's look from that video, the single sequin glove, the black jacket, the fedora, it became iconic. And then you have all the films, TV shows, other musicians. They were referencing Billie Jean, drawing inspiration from it. Its reach was and still is massive.
And here we are, decades later, still talking about Billie Jean with that same excitement. What do you think it is about this song that keeps it so alive, so relevant?
You know, I think Billie Jean tapped into something timeless, something essential about the human experience. Those themes of doubt, desire, the allure and danger of fame, those never go away. And then on top of that, on a purely musical level, that groove, those rhythms, the haunting melody, the emotion in Jackson's voice, it's just masterful.
It's like you said earlier, the song's DNA is woven into the fabric of music itself. Producers still study Billie Jean. Artists from every genre sample it, cover it. It's more than just a song. It's a cultural touchstone.
It really is.
Well, I think we can all agree, Billie Jean is more than just a song. It's a cultural phenomenon, a musical masterpiece. And for you listeners at home, next time Billie Jean comes on, don't just sing along, really listen. Pay attention to those details, those nuances. You might be surprised what you discover. Until next time, keep diving deep.
Your ride isn't over in the Gen X time machine just yet. Here's another flashback.
Aquanet. That blue and pink can. I bet you can picture it right now. We all have some memory tied to it, maybe even a little PTSD from the 80s.
Oh, the 80s.
But seriously, we're going way beyond big hair in this deep dive. We've got articles, stories, even hints about Cold War espionage.
Aquanet's story is surprisingly tangled up with so much history, more than what meets the eye.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. What's the origin story of this legendary hairspray?
Picture 1940s Los Angeles, the golden age of Hollywood. Everyone's obsessed with those picture-perfect hairstyles, victory rolls, pin curls, waves that, you know, defied gravity.
Oh, I put the hair freeze back then?
They left a lot to be desired. Heavy, sticky, damaging. Not a good look on or off the silver screen.
So there was a real need for something revolutionary.
Exactly. And that's where Aquanet comes in. It was designed to be lightweight, invisible, but strong enough to hold those elaborate styles. It was a game changer.
The answer to a problem nobody knew they had until that first spritz. But what made its hold so special? What made it different?
It all comes down to a polymer, polyvinyl pyrrolidone, PVP.
Catchy.
Bear with me for a second while we get a little sciencey.
Go for it.
Imagine each hair strand as a tiny cylinder. PVP is like a flexible microscopic net that wraps around it as it dries. It forms a strong film that locks the style without that stiffness.
So it's supporting the style from within, not just coating it.
Exactly. But the key wasn't just the PVP. It was about balancing that hold with other ingredients that kept hair from drying out and figuring out the right solvent so it dried quickly and invisibly. That was the real breakthrough.
They cracked the code. But then there's this whole other layer to Aquanet, right? It became this cultural phenomenon.
Absolutely. From the 50s bobs to the 60s bouffants, 70s feathers, and yes, even the 80s big hair Aquanet was there. But what's often overlooked is its presence during pivotal moments in history, like the civil rights movement.
That's a connection I wouldn't have made. For many Black Americans then, natural hairstyles were about way more than looks. It was about identity, rejecting those pressures to conform to, you know, white beauty standards.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is how Aquanet, with its hold and without those harsh chemicals, played a part in that. It was a way to express yourself authentically, beautifully.
It makes you think about how something as simple as hairspray ties into these bigger cultural shifts.
Absolutely. And speaking of unexpected connections, we've talked about Aquanet as a cultural icon, but did you know it might have had a secret life in the world of espionage?
Wait, really? Espionage. Tell me more. So the details are still hush-hush, but our research uncovered some fascinating accounts, unconfirmed, of course, but they suggest that certain properties of Aquanet made it surprisingly useful during the Cold War.
Okay, I have to ask, what kind of covert activities are we talking about here?
Think invisible ink, but with a lot more hold. Apparently, Aquanet's formula could conceal messages, maybe even small objects. Who would suspect a can of hairspray?
It was like something out of a spy movie.
It really is. The ingenuity of those Cold War spies. Unfortunately, a lot of the information is still classified. But it makes you wonder, what else is hidden in those archives? My mind is officially blown. Hollywood, the civil rights movement, Cold War espionage, Aquanet has had quite the journey.
And we're not done yet. Remember those declassified documents? They also showed that Aquanet was actually taken on NASA space shuttle missions.
Wait, seriously? Astronauts used Aquanet? What on earth for it?
I know, it sounds strange. But in zero gravity, everything floats, right? Pens, tools, even hair. Now imagine working inside a cramped space shuttle with your hair constantly in your face.
I can only imagine the chaos.
Aquanet provided a simple solution. A few spritzes and no more flyaways. No distractions or hazards during critical mission operations.
That's incredible. Aquanet, the ultimate space-age hairspray. You know, while we're on the subject of unexpected uses, we have to talk about Aquanet in the art world. Aquanet in the art world. Now, I know you're pulling my leg. What could hairspray possibly have to do with, like, fine art?
I'm completely serious. Artists have been using it for decades as a fixative,
right?
Especially for charcoal and pastels.
A fixative.
Right. So charcoal and pastel drawings are made of these tiny particles. They can smudge or rub off easily. A fixative binds them to the paper, makes the finish more durable, more permanent.
And Aquanet does the trick.
It does. The same stuff that holds hairstyles. It creates a protective layer over artwork. It's like a cheaper alternative to those fancy fixatives. Artists even have a term for it, the Aquanet test.
The Aquanet test.
Yeah, they'd use Aquanet to like test the quality of their charcoals or pastels. If the pigment smudged after a spray, they knew the materials weren't good enough.
Have you got hairspray, art supply, espionage tools, space age necessity? Aquanet is the ultimate multitasker. Makes you look at that drugstore can a little differently.
It does. Speaking of seeing things in a new light, I've got some of those amusing mishap stories you asked about. They show the lighter side of Aquanet, though maybe with a little word of caution too.
Oh, I gotta hear these. Hit me.
Okay, picture this. A big hairdressing competition. 1980s, hairspray fumes everywhere. Yeah. One stylist, he's going all out trying to create this like gravity-defying updo. Gets a little carried away with the Aquanet.
Let me guess. Excessive amounts of hairspray were involved.
You could say that. The model's hair, it's basically a sculpture, completely solidified. She can barely move. The judges are speechless. The audience is cracking up. It's legendary in the hairdressing world. A cautionary tale about the power of Aquanet.
A hairspray monument for the ages. You've got at least one more story, right?
Right. This one's a classic prank, though maybe not the best idea in retrospect. Picture this. Group of friends, can of Aquanet, one unsuspecting friend with like really thick hair. They want to see how much hairspray it takes to, you know, make it totally immovable.
Oh no, this sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
Their friend basically ended up with like a helmet of hair, couldn't get a comb through it. I'm sure you can imagine trying to walk through doorways, get into cars.
Hilarious and a little bit terrifying. I'll keep my distance from any rogue Aquanet pranksters.
Good call. Jokes aside, it just goes to show Aquanet is potent stuff. A little goes a long way, as some have learned the hard way.
Duly noted. Aquanet is more than just hairspray. It's this whole cultural icon, witness to history, testament to human ingenuity. Even good for a few laughs. Who knew?
Well said. And who knows what other secrets are out there? That's the beauty of these deep dives, right? Yeah. There's always more to uncover, more to learn.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.